Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning. This week has been all about God's gifts that He gives to us, where He individually prepares each of us for a certain role in His plans to rebuild this world, to re-architect it as the kingdom of God. We learned yesterday about how this transformation project that God's engaged in isn't something for a professional minority to be a part of, but it's something for every follower of Jesus to participate in. We each have a role to play. Paul once used the analogy of a body, saying that a body has all these different members, arms and legs, and they all have to work together. You can't have one part of the body saying to another, "I don't need you." They all depend on each other to be one functioning whole system. In the same way, the church is not one or two professional individuals particularly gifted, but a worldwide global community throughout the ages of people using their God-given gifts to advance God's kingdom plans. So, this is all very good and inspiring, right? The idea that we each have this special place in God's kingdom, a special job to do, but what if you're not sure what it is? That can be a tough question to answer sometimes, so I wanted to give you a little bit of guidance on how you might do that today. The first thing to remember is clues. You're looking for clues as to what your calling, your gifting is. We're not going to nail it down 100% for sure, but you look for clues and you try to let them point you the right direction. And the first thing to know about clues is it starts with competence. What are you good at? What are you not good at? Avoid those things. But what are you good at? This isn't 100% where you should only do things you're good at and not do things you're not good at. But sometimes the skill and experience you have with something is an indicator that God's been preparing for you to use those gifts in His service. So just look at your competence. What are you good at? What do other people say you're good at? The next thing is love. What do you love to do and what do you hate to see done wrong? Sometimes God calls us to hard things that aren't a good fit but that are necessary. Sometimes He really challenges us to do that, to go out of our comfort zone. But often when we're just getting started, God has already pre-wired us. So, what do you love? On the flip side of that, sometimes it's about what do you not love? What do you hate to see done wrong? Do you hate to see church bulletins with terrible graphic design? Do you shudder when you see a terrible church website? Well, maybe you're being called to some communications ministry in the church. Could come up with a million examples like that. Sometimes we see it through what we love, sometimes we see it through what we hate. The next one is understanding, and we want to understand ourselves and understand God's plans. First of all, understanding ourselves. Know just kind of how you're wired. Are you an introvert, extrovert? What comes naturally to you? How has God made you? And how's God going to use the you that He made to build up His kingdom? The second thing to understand is God's plans. Doesn't matter what you're feeling called to. If it contradicts the Bible, if it contradicts God's word, probably not actually what you're called to. Now, E all has to do with experience. Where have you come from? Wherever you are today, look back and just say, well, how did I get here? Have you come to know Jesus through a battle with alcoholism or other difficult trials? Maybe God is going to use that experience to help others out of a similar spot. Happens all the time. So look back at your experience, whether it's a good experience or a bad experience. Look back and see what experiences have you lived through. Not that you'd ever want to say you are thankful for them, maybe, but where you can look back and say, okay, because of that, God has a special plan for me to help others out of the same, or to help others do the same. So, experience. And finally, S is for situation. Where are you in life? What age and stage are you at? Where geographically are you? Some people are called to follow Jesus by flying halfway across the world, being missionaries to a people who speak a different language. It happens. But the vast majority of people are called to serve, love others, right where they are. So look around your situation. Who's hurting? Who needs help? Who needs love? Who needs to hear the good news of Jesus? So there you go, clues. Competence, love, understanding, experience, and situation. So here's your challenge for today. Use these clues to try to think of what God might be calling you to next. It doesn't have to be a once-in-a-lifetime thing. God can call you to different things through your life. So, for now, look at what God might be calling you to next.